Hello, it's Wednesday, April the 27th, and we're in the book of Revelation in the final chapter, and we pick it up today at verse 10. He said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." If John were to seal it, the church wouldn't know it. So these words, the book of Revelation, the teaching, the doctrine of the book of Revelation is for the church in the latter times, the times in which we live, the times that lead up to the second coming of the Lord Jesus, something which he has already told us in this chapter that is soon, that he is coming soon. The time is near. And he says again at the end of verse 10, "For the time is near." Now in verse 11, "Let the evil doer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy." Lots of ink has been spilt over the meaning of those words. I understand that to be a consequence of the previous verse. And I think that John is depicting a time subsequent to the second coming. And after the second coming, there will not be a possibility of changing our status. The righteous will be righteous, the evildoer will be evil. There is no post-mortem evangelism, and there's no post-second coming evangelism. Once Jesus comes, the status of every individual will remain the same. There will be no possibility of changing it. And again in verse 12, "I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done." And a reminder of the importance of living godly lives in holiness to the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. The question is an evangelistic one. Do we know the Lord Jesus? Have we repented of our sins? Do we trust in him and in him alone? Have we cast ourselves upon the Lord, because he is coming soon, and once he comes, there will be no changing of our status. I think that's the final evangelistic message of Revelation chapter 22. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow one last time in the book of Revelation, but for now, have a wonderful day.